This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Some great music recognition again for the Rock Ridge program, and we're speaking with Senior Tori Hofer, All-State Honor Choir, third year in a row. This is a great rarity. I don't think it's ever happened before. So congratulations, Tori. Just a little bit about getting this recognition again and again and again. Pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you so much. It's really cool that I've been able to keep going to these things, because every time I go, it just gets a more and more humbling experience.
And kind of give our listening audience a taste of how it works. How does one get the recognition? Kind of take us through the process.
Well, auditions happen at the beginning of October, and then from those auditions, you go to all district, and then from all district, the top two voice parts in your district get to go to all state. So I was named one of the top two voice parts for soprano one in my district, and then that means that in January, I get to go to all state.
So when you go to this event in October, is it music that you get a pick, or is it a selection that they have for you?
They have two song selections that we have to sing through, and then there's scales and triads and different sight readings that we have to do. And the total combination of your score determines whether or not you go to district and then on to all state.
All right. So when you walked out of that room that day in October, did you say, Tori Hofer, man, fist pumped, I nailed this thing? Or were you a little apprehensive, I guess, when you walked off the stage?
Usually I'm a little apprehensive, but this year I feel like I was pretty confident with how my scales went and how my sight reading went, because those are the kind of unpredictable ones when you walk in there. So I felt pretty good about my audition this year.
Yeah, so the previous two experiences for you, being involved in this, I assume pretty eventful, and you know, probably a lot of great memories meeting some of the great music kids around the state. So what about that?
Well, it's really cool to be able to meet so many different people that love music just as much as you, and then at the end of the day, we're making really good and beautiful music together. So it's really cool to meet so many musically inclined people.
Making beautiful music together, you say. So tell us now, with the latest All-State Honors choir, what will happen to you now in January and February?
Well, we have received our song selections for the concert. So for like a few days, we'll sing through all those. And then on February 1st, we have our concert, and this concert will be taking place at the same time as the Honor Band and the Honor Orchestra. And then the regular All-State Choir will be a concert prior to ours.
We go from Tori Hofer to Vaughn Vavrosky. He's also getting recognition from the Illinois Music Education Association with All-State Chorus Honors. And I guess, Vaughn, just tell us about your reaction in all of this, and I know music is a big deal to your life.
Yeah, so I am just excited to really get to feel the experience of All State. I know that not everybody gets to go, but it's just such a big thing to me. And when I had heard it and it was announced over the announcements at our school, I was almost in tears about it.
Yeah, it's great. And so take us back to, I know Tori spoke a little bit about, I think you try out in October or audition in October. So tell us about that process. And I mean, when you got done, did you say, I think I nailed it this year and I think I'm in? Or you say, I don't know what my performance was like. I don't know if I'm good enough to get down there or not. So kind of take us through the process from October for you.
So yeah, the process on October, we went up to Geneseo High School, and basically, we went in there, we sung a few excerpts and then scales. And when I was there, my biggest worry when going in was one of the excerpts from one of the songs of Ezekiel, which sounded like this big jumble of stuff, and it looked like this just big jumble of notes all on paper because it was separated into two choirs and then eight parts, and I was really worried about that part. But when I had gone in there and I came out and I felt like I had done it, but I wasn't really sure whether I was good enough to make Allstate.
And you did, and your experience last year, you got recognition from the Illinois Music Education Association for a future music educator. So that had to be a pretty neat experience for you. What was that like?
Last year was really cool to go around and see other people who seemed like they wanted to go into music education like I do currently, and going around and getting to learn so much more about the field of study.
And I know it's neat because, you know, you have a couple of classmates getting similar honors. Tori Hovel, we spoke with her in this segment. And then I know last week I talked to Phoebe Joy, who's being recognized on the band side of things. So you have three kids at Rock Ridge that are getting this nice recognition. So what about that? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's really amazing. And the coolest thing to me is Phoebe and Tori are two of my closest friends, and I couldn't ask for a better experience than to go with the two of them. Phoebe's really talented with the oboe, and Tori explains it for herself. 3 years, honors, Allstate, it's really amazing.
Yeah, and then for you, as you look forward to February to perform with some of the top chorus students from around the state of Illinois, what do you think that experience will be like when you're in a similar room with a bunch of kids from different parts of the state that basically have the same interest that you do?
I think that it's really amazing to get that many people together who have all the same interests, a lot of the same thoughts on it, and to just get together and to do something amazing like make music.
Awesome. Rock Ridge, again, well represented by the Illinois Music Education Association, Vaughn Vavrosky, and we also heard from Tori Hofer. And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.